The City PM Podcast with Capital Spreads. Permanently tighter spreads.
Good afternoon, I'm Giles McMullen. Monday's headlines. Shares in Sporting Bet crash. Stanley Leisure sold for almost £500 million. And London retail sales up over 20% in August.
The City PM Podcast.
Shares in the troubled online gaming group Sporting Bet slumped by 40% this morning as the stock resumed trading following the arrest of its chairman in America last week.
It's fab.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely marvellous.
I love it.
Live from the West Midlands Police Recruitment Podcast HQ, here's Darren Yates.
I'll tell you what a fantastic introduction. It really was. Live from the Podcast HQ. Couldn't get any better. Right, welcome to the New Star Podcast, our fifth show. And I'll tell you what, today we're going to be featuring your main subject as always, but we're going to be doing more regular features on this show and every other show as well. Things like podcast updates, where we'll be reading out your emails, telling you the latest listener figures, that kind of thing. We'll also be doing cop spots, where we'll be going out and speaking to police officers, special constables, PCSOs and police staff about why they join the police, and we'll be running competitions. And today, we're giving away an iPod. In today's show, we'll be looking at the...
IBM Podcast.
I'm Ben Edwards. Few machines have ever been as widely used or as symbolic as the car. Far more than just a way to get from A to B, cars are symbols of power, status, even of individual freedom. Computers are becoming a bigger and bigger part of a car's basic infrastructure, and IT is changing how cars are built, sold, maintained, and repaired. It's changing how traffic patterns are managed. It's changing the information and entertainment available while we're driving, even how cars get insured. On this podcast, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Roberto Ciccone and Jim Ruthven. Roberto, who works in IBM...
Oliver Gavin Podcast.
Hi, this is Ollie Gavin. I just got out of the car after my first stint in the race. Things went very well from the start. Managed to get in front of one of the Astons right from the get-go. Followed the other Aston for about five or six laps. And then looked like we were very competitive and on pace with them. But then, like I say, there was a caution period. And so everybody came in for a splash of fuel. And we managed to get back out in front of the Astons, which was fantastic. The boys did a great...
Speedo. Speedo. Make Waves. Podcast.
Welcome to the Speedo Make Waves podcast series, offering an insight into the world of swimming and swimwear. This week, your podcasters are James Hickman and Arda Koch. Hi, Arda.
Hey, James.
We've been in Budapest over the last week at the European Championships, and we've been catching up with some of the key competitors from around Europe. We also had to get David Davies on the phone.
Wasn't it a pity, James, that David could not...
This is Dean Kuntz, and welcome to my podcast. I thought today I'd talk a little bit about some film experiences I've had, because every writer almost has them sooner or later. And there's things we all complain about, because we're all brutalized by Hollywood in the same ways. But then there's some things that happen are a little different. And I had a film made of a book called Hideaway, which became one of the worst experiences of my life. In fact, when the movie came out, I was doing a TV show that Greg Kinnear had at that time before he gave it up to become an actor, and a good one. And on the show, he asked me, oh, there's a film of Hideaway being released. Do you recommend people go to see it? And I said, well, if you want some fun and your two choices are going to see this movie or nailing your hand to the wall, I recommend you nail your hand to the wall. It will be a great deal more fun than the movie. They didn't want me promoting the film thereafter, but what they had done to the movie was horrendous. The key character...
Welcome to the Thompson Podcast on Corsica, your guide to the least discovered and most memorable island in the Mediterranean. Corsica has stunning beaches, spectacular mountains, and a dash of French sophistication. Our holidays in Corsica offer simple seaside cottages, family-run mountain auberge, romantic hideaways in country villages, villas with private pools, and world-class hotels. Families find our creche and children's club, as well as dinghy and windsurfing school, irresistible. For the more adventurous traveller, our island wandering programme offers you the chance to...
FIR 171 for Monday, September 11th, 2006.
Stop the presses!
Hey everyone, welcome to For Immediate Release, the Hobson and Holtz Report, show number 171 on Monday, September the 11th, 2006. This is Neville Hobson in Amsterdam, and we've got a great show for you today. Shell's not with us, he's traveling, but we have a contribution that we'll get to shortly. As you may have noted from the little ident at the very beginning, that's a new voice, and that is the voice of Brian Person. Brian and I had a good 20-minute chat.